Good morning and welcome to the Northwest Mo Info Show, where we take you around Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa to help you stay up to date on local events and opportunities, and also to get involved with the local groups who are helping make a difference around the region. I am your host, Rick Turner. Today we're joined by Mark Hancock, who's the CEO of Trail Life USA. Trail Life is a rapidly growing faith-based scouting organization for boys. Mark joins us to talk about how Trail Life continues to impact boys and young men 10 years after it got its start. Also, as we kick off the Christmas season, we'll bringing you events each week around the area to get you into the Christmas spirit. This week, we'll visit with Brenda Brown to hear about the production of The Trial of Ebenezer Scrooge taking place next week at the Rubidoux Resident Theater in St. Joseph. We are joined today by Mark Hancock, the CEO of Trail Life USA and author of the book, Why Are We Sitting Here Until We Die? Mark has been the guest on numerous radio and television programs, including Fox Nation's Starnes Country, Family Life Radio, and James Dobson's Family Talk program. And in 2017, he was named to the American Family Association's 40 Faithful. It's a pleasure to have you on the show today, Mark. Welcome.
Thanks, Rick. It's great to be here.
We've done a couple stories here on regional radio already about Trail Life. We have newly formed troops here in Bethany and also in the St. Joseph area. But for those not familiar with Trail Life USA, can you share a little bit more about the group and the work that's being done across the country?
Sure. I'd love to. Trail Life USA is a Christ-centered, boy-focused character leadership and adventure organization. We're formed in troops in over 900 churches across the country. We have about 45,000 members. And so we're an outdoor organization for boys. So think camping and hiking and awards and uniforms and handbooks and patrols and troops and all those sorts of things. Boys all over the country are joining and enjoying Trail Life.
Now, it's been going about 10 years, if I remember right?
It'll be 10 years next year,
yeah. So how did Trail Life USA get its beginning, and how did it evolve into its present form today?
Yeah, interesting story. You know, it appeared that about 10 years ago, the Boy Scouts were beginning to abandon some of the more traditional values, and we knew that churches and families weren't going to be able to go down that path with them. And ultimately, one of the most critical reasons for our organization is Boy Scouts also decided to enroll girls. Now, we love girls. We think girls are amazing, but we happen to believe that boys and girls are different and that boys need a program that's specifically developed for them. So seeing the Boy Scouts kind of abandoning that focus on boys, we knew that someone was going to need to fill that space. And so about 300 volunteers across the country in 2013 and 14 began to gather and talk about the idea of something different. And that movement became Trail Life USA. We launched on January 1st, 2014.
And getting to about 45,000 members, as you said today, and I think I read it's over 17,000 new members just this year alone. That's astonishing. So, you know, what do you contribute that growth to?
Well, a number of things. One is I think that people in the culture are beginning to understand that some of the things that we've done as a progressive culture are just not beginning to make sense. And, you know, engaged parents or teachers who are paying attention know that boys and girls are different. And all science reports of biology, psychology, sociology, every major science talks about the difference between boys and girls. Developmentally, they're different. The way that they approach the world, their eyes are different, ears are different, brains are different. You know, obviously, genetics are different. But the culture seems to be embracing a different message. And I think that engaged parents know that they need a place to place their boy where the rough and tumble sort of leanings of a boy are going to be appreciated rather than squelched. You know, boys are now twice as likely to be in special education, three times more likely to be ADHD. They have fallen behind girls in every single academic category. The only category they're leading today is that 10 to 14-year-old boys have the fastest growth in the incidence of suicide. So we see that boys are in trouble. They're like the canaries in the coal mine, and they've stopped singing because the culture has really turned against this idea that it's okay for a boy to be a boy. And so I think people are waking up to that, and parents are saying, I want an organization that recognizes that my son needs the outdoors, he needs activity, he needs a group of boys, he needs to identify with good, strong male role models. So many single moms are crying out for a good, strong male role model, and they're finding them for their sons in Trail Life USA. And so many dads are saying, how do I connect my son with all the electronics and all the competition and distractions that I'm dealing with as a father? Where can I connect with my son? And they're finding that in the outdoors. And wives are saying, you know, to their husbands, hey, here's a way that we can build a strong family. You go engage and work with these other strong men, in developing relationships and you know, raising our son in an environment where men are appreciating other men, good, safe, strong, principled men are setting good examples for boys. And I think that families are responding to that. And of course, I think that's what is accounting for our rapid growth.
And from what I've seen, and also my personal involvement with Trail Life USA here in Bethany, you know, if you look from the outside, you see the campouts, you see the meetings where boys are learning nods and their outdoor skills, and it looks pretty similar to what you might expect to see in Boy Scouts. But you know, you talk about it brings in that different aspect of male leadership and male role models, and also brings in, you know, the faith based aspect as well, right?
It does. And if those things don't matter to you, then you have a choice. You could do Boy Scouts or Trail Life. But if it matters to you that you want to be in an organization that has Christian values and traditional values, and an organization that is focused on boys, then you kind of don't have a choice. Boy Scouts doesn't offer either the Christ-centered focus or the boy focus. You know, they've kind of given up on the idea that boys are different. And so if you hold those things to be important, then we're not the same at all. But if you don't value those things, then you can look at it and say, yeah, these are pretty much the same. But we just think that there's a difference when you're taking vetted, background check, child safety, youth protection trained men who are signing a statement of faith and statement of values and living those values. We think that the boys need those types of men to be around, not simply a man who just enjoys the outdoors but may live his life however he wants to live his life. We think that boys just don't need an example of outdoor skills, but they need an example of good, strong, masculine, in the best sense of the word, role models. I'm not talking about toxic masculinity. Certainly there are toxic men, but it's a very small percentage of our culture. Most men are striving to be good men, good husbands, good fathers, good citizens. And those guys who are on that course, we want them in front of boys leading the way.
And I think, you know, a lot of families are really realizing that it is necessary to build those meaningful, those godly connections, you know, with godly men and with fathers that, you know, can then be with their boys and lead their families into, you know, the church atmosphere, the Christian family life that was intended.
Yeah, well, it really is difficult in our culture today to find places where men are gathering, and that's okay. And so in Trail Life USA, you know, we're male-centric. Now, we have women throughout the program active in all kinds of leadership roles and things like that. But as far as contact with the boys, we want primarily men with those boys. And this creates this great brotherhood of not just men with the boys, as boys are seeing what it means to be a man, but also, you know, the godly examples, both men for other men and men for boys. You know, boys have great examples of female leadership. You know, single moms are doing an amazing job. One out of four boys lives in a home without a dad. So he's got a great example of female leadership. His mom's doing a great job. And then he goes to school, and 76% of teachers are female. So he sees a female leading there. And then he goes to Sunday school, and most Sunday school teachers are female. So he sees a female leading there. And so boys have great examples of strong women in leadership roles. But they have fewer and fewer examples of men in leadership roles. And so in Trail Life USA, we give them this exposure to say, hey, here's somebody who looks like you. Here's somebody who is like you. And this is a person for you to look up to. This is who you can be like. Girls have great examples. But boys are really lacking those examples. So we're restoring that through Trail Life USA.
In some of the training videos I've seen, you actually bring in the concept that, you know, if you go to a meeting and it looks like a classroom, then you've already failed. You're already doing it wrong. So you kind of bring in the aspect of, you know, being a boy.
Well, you know, most of our environments are designed for girls. And the classroom, that's why boys are failing there. Boys develop more slowly than girls. That's just the truth. And so they start out in school already behind. And so that classroom is a place that they identify as failure. I just don't fit here because the sit still, you know, pay attention, be quiet kind of thing is harder for a young boy than it is for a girl. And this is just biology. This is the way that they're wired. It's not, it's an indisputable fact. But we think that that's the way that we need to instruct boys. We're putting them at a disadvantage, so they start out behind. So a classroom to them is a place that they don't fit. and they stay behind, which is now why, like I said, they're behind in every academic category. There's more girls going to college than boys. That has completely swapped over the last 40 years. More girls getting bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, doctoral degrees. Girls are leading all over the place, which is wonderful for girls. But somehow we've lost the idea that boys need a place that's designed for them to learn. And so that's why I say to our troops, hey, if they walk into your meeting room and it looks like a classroom or a Sunday school classroom, they've already made that decision in their head where they say, oh, my gosh, this is a place I don't fit. And you've already lost them before you even begin to engage them.
And we've talked about, we've heard in the news, other organizations, other youth organizations declining in numbers. And while Trail Life USA is increasing and increasing significantly, there's still some of those boys that just seem they're disappearing. They haven't joined any other organizations. There might be some people out there listening today that know one of those boys. Maybe it's their son or nephew or grandson that they're looking for somewhere to go. So other than what we've talked about today, what would you tell those people that Trail Life could offer them?
Well, we have what we call a proven process. And we call it proven because it's working in Trail Life. Not only did it grow the organization in terms of size, but also grow the type of young man that we're developing. And we understand four things about boys. They're unguided. They don't have male role models. They're ungrounded. They don't have the Christian biblical principles that they used to have. They're unappreciated because we don't recognize that boys and girls are different. And they're uninspired because we've removed risk and competition from their environments. So any way that we can, any leader of boys needs to understand those things, that we've got to guide them. We've got to provide male leadership for them. We have to ground them in giving them absolute truths. We have to appreciate them and understand that they're different from girls. And we have to inspire them by giving them challenges and risk and competition. And right now, if you go to our website at traillifeusa.com, you can download for free the Raising Godly Boys, and it talks about this proven process. So if there's not a Trail Life troop in your area and you're not able to start one right now, at least download the book and begin to look at ways that you can integrate leadership. And however you're leading boys, whether it's a boy who lives in your home or whether you're leading a group of boys in maybe a church setting or some kind of youth setting or some kind of maybe sports or something like that, these principles just work everywhere. And we intentionally focus on them on Trail Life, which I think is why we have such success.
And that Raising Godly Boys, that's an ebook that you mentioned can be downloaded for free. And that's, I found that it's very informative. It's well written. It's short and to the point, and it's a great resource.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Rick. And I think we also have Let Boys Be Boys as a resource on the site. And that talks about the psychological differences and the behavioral biological differences between boys and girls. And that's also good instruction for leaders of boys. There's three strategies in that book that leaders can use right away if they're working with boys, and it's kind of the key to their heart. And girls are different, and they're wonderful, they're amazing, they're marvelous, but so are boys, and they're being so discounted in our culture. We've got to start paying attention to them.
And I mentioned earlier, you're also the author of the book, Why Are We Sitting Here Until We Die? Where can we find that book?
That book is on Amazon. It's a book that comes out of 2 Kings. There's actually a verse that says that, why are we sitting here until we die? And it deals with pursuing our complete calling, what it is that we're called to do. And it can be challenging, but it's also really the most fulfilled life we can live. It just references a scripture from 2 Kings in the title, and that's how the book is structured.
Well, I really do appreciate you joining us today. I know Trail Life is here in Bethany, it's fairly new, just getting started this year. And in the St. Joseph area, it's even newer. And a lot of people are, hearing about it now. And I appreciate you coming on. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Rick, thank you so much for having me.
We have been talking with Mark Hancock. He's the author of the book, Why Are We Sitting Here Until We Die? And CEO of Trail Life USA. You're listening to the Northwest Mo Info Show here on Regional Radio. We're going to take a break, and when we return, we'll take you to the Rubidoux Resident Theater in St. Joseph, where The Trial of Ebenezer Scrooge will be on stage this upcoming week.
Merry Christmas.
Objection.
You can't legally object to Mr. Rothschild's opening statements.
I find the phrase Merry Christmas objectionable.
As much as you find the phrase Merry Christmas objectionable, as much as I find it ironic that someone of Mr. Rothschild's upbringing would even use such a phrase. You can't cannot hear people attempt to enjoy opening remarks. Again, Mr. Scrooge, I urge you to be
quiet. I am perfectly capable of representing myself.
Well, then it should come as no surprise to someone as knowledgeable as yourself regarding courtroom procedures that it is common courtesy to refer to me as Your Honor.
Well, I'm aware of that courtesy.
Sit down, Mr. Scrooge, and not another word from you during Mr. Rothschild's opening remarks.
Welcome back to the Northwest Mo Info Show. You know the story of Ebenezer Scrooge and how the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future visited the miser, but you can find out the rest of the story in the production of The Trial of Ebenezer Scrooge. That will be on stage next week at the Rubidoux Resident Theater in St. Joseph. And we're with Brenda Brown with the Rubidoux Resident Theater, and we're here in St. Joe where the theater sits. And welcome to the show, Brenda.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We talked a little bit about what the Resident Theater is, and it sounds like you do a lot.
We do a lot, yes.
So before we get to the show we want to talk about, just tell us a little bit about the theater, if you could.
Oh, gosh. The Rubidoux Resident Theater, our programs have been expanding so much in the last few years. We have education programs for kids and adults. We have dinner theater shows that we have right here at the Ruby Theater where you can pay just for the show, or for just $10 more, you get a fabulous buffet dinner. And then we also do main stage shows, almost always musicals. Then we have those at the Missouri Theater. This year we did Catch Me If You Can. Well, next summer we're going to do The Sound of Music. Anyway, in the winter we have the kids' shows. Mm-hmm. And a lot of kids will be involved in the shows, and we'll also do matinee shows for school kids. And so we really fill that theater up with excited school kids that get to come and experience theater.
Yeah, so you actually use this as an educational tool.
Absolutely.
As well as entertainment for the community.
Yes, it is. Willy Wonka, that's the show coming.
I did see that on the website,
yes,
yeah.
That's the one coming this February, yeah.
Yeah. And we want to talk about, because Christmas is coming up, you can't have Christmas without Scrooge.
Yes.
And you have, I think it's called The Trial of Ebenezer Scrooge,
yeah. So it's a little bit different. It's a little departure from our usual Christmas shows, and it's a comedy, and it's really funny. And we've got a great cast, and we're having a great time. I think it's going to be a good show.
Now, without telling us, you know, all about it, because we want people to come see it for themselves.
Right.
Give us a little bit of taste of what it is, because it is different than Dickens' Scrooge.
It is. Scrooge comes back a year after being visited by the three spirits of Christmas, and he's suing them. He's suing the three spirits of Christmas and Bob Marley for kidnapping and endangerment the night that they came to visit him. So that's the premise of the story.
So how many people does it take to put on that production?
Oh, let's see. I think we have 7 in the cast. The show is designed for a couple of people to have multiple roles, which makes it interesting and humorous. And then we have a director, a stage manager, a props person, a costumer. Then we need the lighting designer, the lighting operator, the sound designer, and the sound operator. And I think I might have covered it all there.
So that takes a lot of people to put that on.
It takes a lot of people and a lot of experience, yeah.
And these are local people that come and do these shows, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yep, everybody's local, everybody's pretty much homegrown, just loving the theater and working here, yeah.
For the people that are listening to this, may know some of the people around here, like the main characters, who are portraying those?
Oh, okay. We have, in this show, we have Mike Evans playing the attorney who is defending the ghosts, and Joe Morak is playing Scrooge. Joe's been in maybe 45 RRT shows. Whitney West is the bailiff. I'm going to leave some people out, I know. Lexi is the ghost of Christmas past. Carter Goodwin plays Marley. So, and then we have a few more.
So what does it take to get ready for one of these shows? Because I know we're here tonight just before your practice.
Right.
So
right.
How long does it take to get ready?
Well, I started a little bit earlier. We will start anywhere from 5 to 8 weeks ahead. We were still doing Catch Me If You Can when we started this one. And I'm directing this, but I was in that. So we had auditions, and then the read-through, and then we waited a week while we finished that show. So I think altogether we've had about 8 weeks, and we rehearse 4 days a week. A lot of the shows rehearse 5 days a week, but I do a little longer each time so that we're only here 4 days a week. And then when it gets time, you know, the week before the show, we'll be here every night. Every night working on sound and lights and getting everything perfected.
That is a big commitment. It's a lot of work,
it
sounds like.
It is a big commitment, yeah. You got to love it.
So tell us, these are coming on here pretty soon in December, the actual show.
Yes, our shows, actually we run 2 weekends, which is really unusual. Mm-hmm. We usually have the Christmas shows run 2 weekends here at the Dinner Theater. So it's the first 2 weekends in December.
Okay, and we talked earlier about that. This one is at the theater at the Ruby Row, or the Ruby Do
Resident Theater. Yes, on 10th Street, yes.
Okay, so if somebody wants to show or come to the show and get tickets for that, how can they do that?
The best thing to do is to go to the website, Ruby Do Resident Theater, and there's a place where you can buy tickets online. Also, the phone number is there if you prefer to call and buy tickets from probably Lindsay or Sandy will answer the phone.
And everybody wants to make sure they do the dinner right.
Yes, the dinner is really, really good. And I mean, where can you buy dinner for $10? So you might as well add that.
And it comes with dessert?
That's what you said earlier. Well, the dessert is extra.
Well, that's worth it, probably.
Yes. The dessert is extra, and we always have a special drink, a signature drink for each show, and so that you can order those during dinner, and then they are delivered to your seat during intermission, where you can sit and enjoy your dessert during intermission.
It definitely sounds like something that's well worth your time and worth the money.
Absolutely well worth it. I mean, when you talk about how expensive theater tickets are these days, if you have checked theater tickets anywhere, it's a great bargain, and we always put on a great show.
Right, and it's easy to get to. It's right here in St. Joe. It's
right
local.
Here in St. Joe, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit before we end about if somebody's really interested in getting involved with the theater or you know, kids want to come in, students want to come in and learn.
Yes.
How do they do that?
Okay, there are two ways to do that. One is on the website. You can find out everything on our website. Another thing is on Facebook. Join Audition Central on Facebook. And then once you are on Audition Central, you will see everything that's coming up, and you are welcome. Everybody in the community is welcome to come to auditions. You can come just to watch. If you're not ready to jump in yet, you're welcome to come watch auditions. You're welcome to contact the theater, and they will connect you with the director if you want to learn about props or learn about lighting or help in any way. If you just want to be a stagehand, if you just want to get involved, just, you know, contact the theater. Just give us a call and we will connect you. And we are always thrilled to have new people. Always thrilled to have new people. Always thrilled to teach people. And the more the merrier around here.
Well, I do appreciate your time. This is Brenda Brown with the Ruby Do Resident Theater. And we're talking about the trial of Ebenezer Scrooge, which is coming up next week.
Hey, keep that spirit alive all the years.
If you have broken that verbal agreement.
On the contrary, I haven't shut out the lessons of the three spirits. The spirits of all three have thrived within me.
Oh, ha! I beg to differ.
Bob Cratchit is the highest paid clerk in all of London, I dare say. And thanks to me, young Tiny Tim will live to be old enormous Tim. I've given money to the poor, I've patted children on the head, and I've been irresistibly.
What is it? Muzzle talk! The lessons of the spirits work!
And why should I keep the spirit of Christmas alive like all year? Or at all for that matter?
Thank you once again for joining us on the Northwest Mo Info Show. You can find out more about Trail Life USA and the local troops in Bethany, Holt, and St. Joseph under the Northwest Mo Info Show tab at northwestmoinfo.com. We'll also have links to purchase tickets for the trial of Ebenezer Scrooge at the Ruby Doo Resident Theater. Tune in next Saturday. We'll be joined by Brian Carter from the Bethany Chamber of Commerce. Living in a small community, we have some unique opportunities to come together to celebrate the holidays, and with Christmas right around the corner, both the Bethany Chamber of Commerce and the City of Bethany have some exciting things planned for getting us into a festive mood. Also, getting us more into the Christmas spirit next week, we'll have special performances from the St. Joseph Youth Chorale, and we'll learn more about the group of youth singers from lyric director Karen Heidi Leponovich. If you missed the show, want to share it with friends and family, or want to hear it again, you can check out all of the shows in podcast form on northwestmoinfo.com. For the Northwest Mo Info Show, this is Rick Turner. Thanks for joining us this morning.